This is Mark Steiner. We're about to talk to Dr. Nkiru Okoye. And Dr. Nkiru Okoye is a phenomenal composer, musician, degrees from Oberlin Conservatory of Music and Rutgers University. She is, we first met her in our program several years ago when we were talking about Harriet Tubman. She is writing an opera, part of which will be performed this weekend here in Baltimore, called Harriet Tubman, When I Cross the Line into Freedom, True Freedom. That will take place with the Hopkins Symphony Orchestra. And Kiro, welcome. It's good to talk to you once again.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So this is your labor of love, this opera about Harriet Tubman.
Yes, it is.
tell us about the sojourn and how you came to begin to compose and write this opera and the passion you have for this woman and this opera.
Well, this dates back to when I was living in Maryland, and I was going to write an oratorio on Tubman. And I am primarily an orchestral composer, so the natural thing would be to write an oratorio. And I started researching Tubman, and I really wanted to find substantive information as opposed to kind of just doing some kind of mythic type of thing, because you hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I figured I was going to throw together a couple of spirituals, and, I could have written that piece, and it's been written, but I could have written it and been done with it. But she just deserved more, and there were some biographers. I think you had Kate Clifford Larson on your show, and she wrote Bound for the Promised Land.
That's right.
I had met her before we met through this, and before her book became a book, and I really found out why Tubman would kept going up and down the Northeast Corridor. And I was so fascinated by it, and I realized that this could not be an oratorio. It needed to be an opera. And I think part of this lengthy journey was just that I'm, again, primarily an orchestral composer, and haven't really studied opera in terms of writing an opera. So, so we had to research Tubman's life, and then to make it really organic sounding, I just did basically a 2-year study, not just on Tubman's life, but on what slavery was like in Maryland, what it was like, just what was it like living on a plantation, and specifically at that time, because we think of slavery as just being slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So it, became this huge research project, but what comes out is when you hear the text, and we call the text a libretto, when you hear it, it almost sounds as if you're right there, and it sounds that way because I did so much research and just read books about her. There are excerpts from when she was being the public speaker. There's excerpts from... I don't know, just various things that she was doing.
Yeah, you take her from this opera. It's amazing. I read what I've seen of it, and you've taken it through four arias, I believe, that you've written.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Arminta. My name is Harriet Now.
Uh-huh.
I'm Harriet Tubman, free woman.
Mm-hmm.
I am Moses the Liberator.
Exactly.
And those are the things that are going to be, those are the four that will be performed with the Hopkins Symphony Orchestra this weekend. Is that right?
Exactly.
And the woman who's performing?
Oh, it's Kishna Davis.
And, Kishna Davis.
You guys are in for a treat. First of all, you know Kishna because she's, from here.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was still in the oratorio phase, I met Kishna. And I heard her sing. And I just kind of saw her interact with an audience. And I walked up to her afterwards and I said, "You're my Harriet." And she, of course, looked at me. Over this time, she and I have gotten together, and the part is written for her voice.
And so, now, when you are composing this, and you said earlier to me, this is an unfinished opera.
Yeah.
That you're still working on, that's being commissioned. So talk about that sojourn. I mean, here you are performing it with the Hopkins Symphony. And
right.
So tell me where you are with this, and what's happening with this opera in its entirety.
An opera can be a big undertaking, or it doesn't have to. I mean, I think if I ever write another one, I'm not going to do one of these research and then write your own libretto and then learn how to write an opera type of thing. But
why not? You've already done it once. You might even do another one. All that research and work and, you know, learning, and not going to do another one?
In this case, again, I was doing all the research on her, and you know, I would do a couple of segments here or there. I know when I was doing the initial research with Kate Larson, we ended up doing a performance in New York at the Schomburg, and you know, it was just really in its early stages, and then people liked it, and then people hear about it and they say, "Oh, well, could you do something for this?" You know, I get an invitation to do excerpts from it. And people said, you know, if you keep doing these excerpts for people, someone's going to commission this piece, and you'll have this big premiere.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, cool. So, you know, I've got these different segments of it. And then the arias, which is actually what you're going to be hearing, there was a singer, Louise Poppin, and she's at University of North Carolina. And she heard about my opera, and she wanted to see if I had if I could do a song cycle from them for a recording that she's doing with, oh heavens, like Albany Records. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up taking my four arias and recording them with the Prague Radio Orchestra. That's pretty funny because I wasn't able to go to Prague to hear this, and so and the album has not yet been released. So I'm still waiting to hear what it sounds like.
That's funny.
I know. But meanwhile, you know, she was doing the voice and piano version, and then people would hear about it. Another one of my friends is, she was doing some of my piano music, and someone else heard about my arias because they said, oh, I like this composer. What else does she have? And one of the women who asked was the singer. She says, oh, you know what? She has these pieces on Harriet Tubman. So the other singer takes them, and she sang them at the NATS conference. NATS is National Association of Teachers of Singing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, people just hear about it. And so they call me up and say, well, you know, can I sing it? So what ends up happening is that Krishna, you know, of course it's being written for Krishna. Someone else had asked us to do it at the National Press Club. And we're just, you know, coming up with this whole line of performances. And at this piece, at this point, while the opera hasn't been done, the excerpts from it are being done in, you know, California, in New York, in whatever location. And so I'm kind of just watching it because it's fun. You know, it's nice to know that people like the music, that singers want to sing it. And so we ended up at the National Press Club. And we were doing it for an... I think in more in the symphonic world, we would call it a non-traditional audience. So it's not your typical symphony goers.
Mm-hmm.
And these were African female ambassadors. And so it was this great honor to be there. I remember sitting there at the table. It was this luncheon thing. And the president of the African Union was sitting two seats down. So it was this really cool thing. But I'm thinking, wow, I'm going to have to talk to them about opera and really introduce them to this piece. So I ended up doing that and explaining to them just a little bit about Tubman and just familiarizing them with the opera because it's just a very different sound than a lot of these folks were, you know, might have been expecting for this type of event. And people liked it. And so the next time we did it, I was asked to go ahead and do the narration. And we're asked to do it a third time. And people asked us to add costumes. And so I've been written into the music without intending it to be that.
And so this weekend coming up for Hopkins, how did this end up with the Hopkins Symphony Orchestra? And I mean, it sounds like an incredible performance to take place this weekend. I've listened to pieces of the four arias today, and they're just just amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I think what you're hearing is from the premiere, which was with the Western Piedmont Symphony in North Carolina. And the way it got to Hopkins is a friend of mine is, she's very shy, so I'm not going to mention her name on the air.
Okay.
Okay, Mimi. So, she plays with the Hopkins Symphony and, you know, once in a while would just ask if I wanted a concert ticket. And, you know, Sure. So I think they were doing Beethoven's Nine, and they were premiering someone else's piece. And at this point, I was just going for the arias, and you know, you always try and get a couple of people to do a premiere season. You know, I say that as if everybody does a premiere season. I'm not really sure what other people do, but I figured, you know, mm-hmm. I'm going to try and get this premiere season. And you know, I went up and spoke to Jed, and Jed also went to Oberlin, and he was just intrigued with this idea. So he took a look at the arias, and he said, "Let's do them."
And so this weekend you're going to do them.
Exactly.
And the pieces that everybody is hearing are mm-hmm. pieces that are these four arias to take place this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Ankiro Okoye is going to make her come back to Baltimore to have her piece performed by the Hopkins Symphony Orchestra. It's Harriet Tubman, When I Crossed That Line to Freedom. Trishan Davis will be the soloist singing the four arias. On Saturday will be a performance for kids at Shriver Hall on the Homewood campus from 1 to 2 p.m. That will be free. And on Sunday, March 1st, also at Shriver Hall, the concert will take place for all four arias of this incredible opera being written, Harriet Tubman, When I Crossed the Line to Freedom, at 3 p.m. at Shriver Hall. And you can go to jhu.edu/jhso for more information. And Dr. Ankiro Okoye, this is such a pleasure to talk to you again. I can't wait to see you this weekend and to hear this in person.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.